Hi, welcome to Talks with Test Meter. My name is Lasse Tonneson. I am the director at Test Meter Group, and I'm joined here today by Jason Cargill, who's the technical sales representative from Fleur in the UK and Ireland.
Hello, Lasse.
And the reason we're sort of recording this today as of October 2025 is that Fleur have just launched a new range of thermal cameras. So they're called the Fleur IXX, and thanks a lot for coming here today. And do you want to just talk to us a little bit about the new products?
Yep, certainly. Thanks again for the invite. It's nice to be back in your living room. So yeah, it's an exciting time for Fleur. I mean, as you've said, you know, we've been innovators for a long time. Fleur have been around since the sort of mid-70s.
Yep.
So the latest addition to the Fleur family, which, as you said, is the IXX platform. This is essentially, even physically, a very different product. Now, we've got an actual model here with us today. So this is an I65. If anyone's looking on the camera now, this looks very different to the typical Fleur thermal camera, or generally any pistol grip kind of camera. And the idea with this camera is now it's designed to be used like a tablet, because it really combines the smartphone capability and thermal imaging capability. So we've made a big step forwards in regards to developing a new platform. It operates now on what's called the ACE platform, which is an Android camera ecosystem. And effectively, this camera is now app-based. So we've opened up the ability to utilize the facilities and the functionality within the camera.
But that's also for third-party developers, am I correct?
So
how I understand it is there's already a suite of apps for different applications.
Yeah.
Obviously very end-user focused to sort of help that workflow.
Yeah.
Not necessarily de-skilling it, but certainly making this the process more efficient. But the interesting thing for this, and it's, you know, circling back to it, I think when it was first launched, all of us sort of looked at the form factor.
Yeah.
And I was in a room full of people with a long history in thermal imaging, and I think all of us just had an initial look of confusion more than anything. And it sort of takes maybe just 5 or 10 minutes for the sort of the penny to drop and realize Fleur's standpoint and thought process that have resulted into that. But, you know, on that platform, the Fleur ACE platform, interesting point. So at the moment, what would an app look like? What does that sort of mean for the customer?
I'll give you an example. So you mentioned the fact that, you know, third-party apps are now possible to be used with this camera.
Mm.
So we use smartphones every day,
mm-hmm.
and each of us will use a number of apps every day. And we've kind of brought that mentality into using thermal imaging as a tool.
Mm.
And it's a case of now where, I've been in the industry for 25 years, industrial industry for sales. And the one thing I've noticed over those 25 years is maintenance budgets are smaller, maintenance departments are smaller, but they have to do more work.
Yeah.
So any kind of tool which allows you to do more with less is something that's going to be considered. Mm. And if you've got a limited team and maybe you've got one person who's qualified in thermal imaging or thermography, what we have now is the ability using the software that we're also going to mention, along with this platform, is to open out the ability to capture thermal data.
Right.
By people who would previously not been able to do that because they wouldn't have been qualified to do that.
Sure.
So the interpretation of the images can still be done by someone who's more qualified with more experience. Mm. But the ability to capture the data now can be carried out by less experienced people within a team. So therefore, you are doing more with less, effectively, with two tools into one.
Right. Okay. So in terms of the user base who should be looking at the Fleur I-65, where would you sort of see them? What industry are we looking here? Are we looking at maintenance teams that you just mentioned?
I think, to be fair, the beauty of thermography is the number of applications are wide and diverse.
Yeah.
And, you know, the bulk of our equipment is sold to users who are carrying out maintenance applications. So let's talk about a manufacturing facility that might have an annual thermal survey done or a quarterly thermal survey done.
Yep.
A lot can happen in a week. A lot can happen in a day when it comes to assets. So if you have the ability to have your own tools to carry out those tasks and do them on a more regular basis, and even if you are looking at your critical assets first, so rather than having a quarterly survey done by a third party, we now have the equipment for a team within a manufacturing site whether it's a maintenance manager and his maintenance engineers,
yeah,
or here, maintenance engineers, have the ability now to utilize our technology to be able to bring that in-house and really use the power of thermography to help keep their reliability up on the site and keep their assets running.
Absolutely. And again, going back to the ACE platform, which is obviously an evolving system and has sort of been opened consciously to be that, I guess it also means that the applications and user base over time naturally will grow as apps and solutions are developed for other applications, other industries?
Well, it will do because, as you mentioned, we already have some third-party apps available to download now. I mean, the camera I've brought today already has those downloaded. So there's an app called Thermadoc, there's an app called Conduit. These are third-party apps which allow you to carry out electrical inspections or mechanical inspections in some cases. They are approved by FLIR, but it also means that end users now can actually have their own apps created.
Mm.
So it could be an app which is very specific to their process or their requirements.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to follow what any particular sort of app is telling you what to do and when to do it. You can create an app very specific to your process.
Because ACE is essentially an Android.
It's an
platform.
Android camera ecosystem is what it stands for.
Right.
So the ecosystem part, it's about bringing a number of different functions together in the one unit and benefiting from those.
Let's talk about the thermal camera part of it.
Yeah.
Because again, there's thermal cameras and there are thermal cameras. So, the price point of the I-Series does sit next to the FLIR premium range. So, you could look at E52, E76, and probably that realm. So, it is a camera that requires a budget, and I'm sure the return of investment will be there, and that's going to be very clear to users over time. The thermal camera part, what can users expect in terms of thermal resolution, sensitivity, and so on?
Yeah, so I mean, from the specification perspective, you know, if you have an i35, that's a 320, 240 detector. So that's giving you 76,800 pixels, which will be the same as an E76.
It's a pro grade IR resolution.
Yeah, it is. And then the i65 is a 640, 480.
Okay.
So you're jumping from 76,800 to 307,200 pixels.
So that's sort of the equivalent of what one would find in an E96 or a T500 series.
Yeah, T560. So the actual, and without going into too much detail, but we have a parameter called IFOV, instantaneous field of view, which is a parameter which some people are interested in because it's about how many pixels do you have on your target.
Mm-hmm.
And the lower the IFOV number on a thermal camera, the better it is for the user, because that data is going to be more reliable because you've got more pixels taking a measurement effectively.
Yeah.
The IFOV on the i35 is 2.9 and on the i65 is 1.5.
Right, okay.
Which essentially means that from a distance of a meter away, for example, on the i65, from a meter away, you can identify an object which is 1.5 millimeters in diameter. So we're talking about, even with these cameras being fixed focus, which is something else we'll talk about shortly.
Sure.
The fixed focus, so you can't change the field of view on this camera.
Unlike, for instance, on an EXX.
So, for example, if you have targets which are further away. So let's talk about electrical utilities. If you've got some disc insulators which are 30 meters away, you're going to benefit from the ability to be able to change the field of view on your camera to a narrower field of view. So whether it's 14 degree or even 6 degree in some cases, that's still going to be something you're going to be required to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not going to suit this camera platform.
Nope.
Now, if we're talking electrical mechanical inspections, you still have the ability to move closer or further away to an object. So you can change the field of view, but it means physically moving.
Yeah.
So that's one thing to bear in mind, that this is a fixed lens camera.
Right, yeah, exactly. So that's the trade-off with the form factor and, of course, having the inbuilt workflows. And it's obviously interesting because there's still a distinguishable difference between the IXX and the EXX, but I know for sure it's going to be something that we'll get asked about a lot, and it will impact people's buying decisions. So it's sort of, in many ways, it's two different propositions, all depending on, I guess, the work you're carrying out and how you're wanting to carry that out.
I definitely see that I would say this is a more accessible platform.
From the user's perspective.
From the user's perspective, certainly with people who aren't as experienced. Because, you know, thermal imaging, thermography, it is a skill.
It is.
You know, you can complete qualifications in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to me, experience, you know, is a massive part of it. And
yeah,
I might have been in the business of thermal imaging cameras since sort of the late, you know, or the early 2000s.
Wow. Level three, right?
Well, level three as of last year. But
all right, know, still counts.
I have the certificate, but I've never done this as a job.
Sure.
So the interest, I'm always interested to speak to users, because you can sit qualifications and you can get certificates, but it doesn't replicate experience using these cameras in the field.
Very true.
So we really do listen to the, you know, voice of the customer is really important.
Mm.
Being able to visit customer sites, and that's really what my main role is with Inflare, is to go and show this technology in a customer's environment.
Yeah.
So they get to see what it's like in their hands, in their environment, with the assets and the applications they're going to need to use it for.
But obviously, I mean, FLIR to me is always been, and I think it probably increasingly now more so than ever, has been a customer-centric, problem-obsessed, problem-solving obsessed type of business.
Yeah.
So has that kind of interaction and user end user feedback been part of the journey of the IXX? Yeah,
definitely. I mean, you know, people move away from pain.
Yeah, that's
it. And what our job is providing solutions is to either reduce that pain,
mm-hmm,
or completely get rid of that pain.
Mm.
So, you know, we've looked at things like if you are trying to incorporate a thermal imaging procedure within your business, you know, that needs to be a process. You know, you need to have, I mentioned the word repeatability before. That's really important when you're going to be looking at thermal surveys. You know, repeating conditions the next time you take the next image. Because if you're going to look at trending, for example, then you need to ensure that you're really capturing in the same conditions.
Mm.
So we have routing available on the premium cameras it was launched originally. But that routing is now available on this platform. So IXX, in conjunction with Asset Link, which we'll talk about shortly, allows you to build a route. That route can then be installed on the camera. The camera then can be given to someone in the team who really doesn't understand thermal imaging,
mm,
as well as somebody else, because the camera will guide them.
Mm.
They'll guide them around the assets that you've created in the route. So that inexperienced user can build experience capturing thermal images. That's a plus. But that data is then reliable. That data can then be interpreted by someone else in the team.
Mm.
And then it's about growth. And I'm a great believer in confidence. You know, confidence breeds competence. If you're confident in something, you're going to be able to really grasp the technology and use that technology to your benefit. And thermography, because it's anography, is kind of still seen as a bit of, I believe there's a bit of a fear factor still out there.
Mm.
You know, over the years, we've dealt with customers who've had the budget to invest in the technology. I'll go back 6 months later, it's still in a box, in a cupboard. It's never being used. Because people like the idea of it, but being able to take the step up, that's where people kind of lose their confidence, if you like.
And I guess, you know, to that effect, we're also in an age now, people think of it in this way, how many sort of simple tasks, problems, matters of making our lives and our working lives more efficient, how much of that we rely on in terms of our smartphone. So
yeah,
if you sort of look at the thermal imaging from that perspective, I think, you know, to a lot of people, then, you know, the penny drops, or certainly to myself, the penny drops in terms of, can you imagine if some of those workflows that we've become so intertwined with in our daily lives would actually exist as part of a thermal imaging device, which it now does.
Yeah, you know, this is a thermal imaging system. That's the way I look at it. You know, we provide solutions. You know, we make products, but we provide solutions. So a solution to me, when it comes to a thermal solution, is about the hardware, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's also about the software. But there's also an element of training. So understanding, you know, insight is a word that we use within our operation. We want to increase customers' insight, their ability not only to capture the data, but understand, you know, what's going on. And I think from our perspective at FLIR, our products are designed to be easy to use. Even when they get complicated, if you look at the way our menu systems work, our user interfaces work, they make sense.
Yeah.
And it doesn't take long to get acclimatized to it using a FLIR camera. And that can't be said for every manufacturer because we're all different. But I know with my experience, we've got a really, really good system and a good user interface, which we've enhanced now on IXX because it is more familiar. You don't need to drill down into the submenus as much because it's an app and essentially looks like the back of you or looks like your phone.
Yeah.
You can just select an app for a camera. You gain access to your thermal camera. But you can also select an app for Flare Ignite, all on the same screen. Now, Flare Ignite is something we launched a number of years ago. It's a cloud-based service, which essentially is like a DNA thread through our camera base now. You know, so Flare Ignite is something which has been well-established. More and more customers use it now. You know, you're allowed to pair a camera to your Flare Ignite account. The camera will then upload automatically or manually, depending what you want it to do.
Yeah, you can also sync folders on your C drive. So for instance, that links to the back office of the administrators there.
We call it desktop sync. So as much as it's a cloud service, which gets over the problem of having to install software sometimes, because you know what the IT sentinels can be like. Mm. It's kind of, they are the most difficult to get past with any type of software. But using Flare Ignite as a cloud service, and it's a secure cloud service, which is, cybersecurity is a big part about this as well.
Mm.
So cybersecurity is one of the top tier subject matters that went into the development of IXX.
Okay.
Because we are looking at more data.
Yeah.
You know, Asset Link itself is customer data, which is being handled by our servers to the benefit of the customer.
Yeah.
But cybersecurity, you've only got to ask Jaguar Land Rover or Marks and Spencer's in recent times, who've had cyber attacks. So cybersecurity is important. But things like the pain points we talked about, you know, manual note taking is problematic because everyone takes notes differently.
Mm.
You know, you want a system where everybody uses the same system.
Mm.
And if you're taking a thermal image and then you're making a manual note, the ability to incorporate that on the camera in the same file as the thermal image is a benefit. So, you know, just like we can with our existing camera range, even down to, you know, our entry point cameras, the ability to enter data as a note on a file and then use that data in reporting. Reporting is another pain point because when I first started in the industry, I would say 2-to-1 time from reporting to capturing.
Yeah, there's always been a huge pain point, hasn't it?
2 hours reporting for 1 hour out in the field. So I'd say we're down now to 1-to-1 with the existing range that we have. But our goal was to improve that even further with IXX. Okay.
And I guess that 2-to-1 to 1-to-1 probably came in form of Thermal Studio.
Yeah.
The software package that's currently available with sort of multi-image processing
and you can now process hundreds of images.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like anything else. Different thermal imaging resolutions have different file sizes. Larger file sizes take more processing time than smaller file sizes. So you can't really have a one-size-fits-all and say, oh, you can do 500 images.
Sure, but the tools were made available.
Oh, massive. It was a massive step up. In fact, there'll be people watching this now who still use Flare tools.
Yeah.
And they're still using Flare tools because they don't see a need to change.
Yeah.
But then they've never really tried anything else.
Yeah.
Some people generally just don't like change.
The time sink there, the time saving from Flare tools to Flare Thermal Studio was you know, huge.
Oh, huge. Yeah. And if you're moving from, so I'd advise anyone now, we offer Thermal Studio Starter for free.
Yeah, yeah.
From our website.
Yeah, get in touch, ask for a demonstration, anything like that.
I mean, if you're using Flare tools now, there's nothing to lose by downloading a free starter version of Thermal Studio, using the data that you've, all the images that you already have.
Certainly, if someone is spending hours or processing tens or hundreds or certainly thousands of images on a regular basis, then there is significant time to be saved there.
Yeah, definitely.
Going off topic, but on the topic of software and on the topic of new products that will sit very well or designed to sort of be used in conjunction with the IXX range as well as other Flare products, it isn't just another thermal imaging suite. This is more, again, about critical infrastructure or asset management.
Yeah.
So Flare just launched Asset Link.
Yes.
Quite a different proposition.
Yes. For the manufacturer, definitely.
Certainly. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about
Asset Link? So September was a really exciting month for us at Flare because we launched IXX and Asset Link at the same time. So Asset Link is a secure cloud-based platform. But whereas Flare Ignite is a reporting and analysis stroke storage facility, Asset Link is an asset management tool.
Okay.
So essentially, you can have both an Ignite account and an Asset Link account because they are separate. And they're both available as apps on the IXX, on the home screen.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially, the data which you capture with your FLIR camera will be stored in your AssetLink account. And AssetLink allows you to create routes, which I mentioned before, which you can load onto the camera,
mm-hmm.
but then allows you to store that data and then use the data for trending. So it'll allow you to create dashboards rather than having full reports. You'll still be able to create reports, just like you can easily with Thermal Studio and FLIR Ignite.
Mm-hmm.
But you're now going to have the ability to have a dashboard to give you the information. And generally, you know, we talk about efficiencies, we talk about people having less time.
Yeah.
Having a dashboard that tells you everything you need to know is far better than going through a 30-page report.
Yeah.
So, you know, the AssetLink, it's new. It's, as far as I know, from a manufacturer perspective, I'm not aware of any other similar platforms in the thermal imaging world. I might be wrong, but I don't think I am at the
neither.
Moment. I'm sure that'll follow. Because as we know, you know, we kind of, we like to be the innovators and we like to lead.
Yeah.
But ultimately, there are far more players in the market now. So there may be something similar. But at the moment.
Certainly.
And AssetLink, as it stands. So this kind of ties in. So let's go back to IXX as a platform. IXX as a platform will give users the opportunity to bring those thermal surveys in-house. With the investment in a camera, with AssetLink, that really increases your ability to provide yourself the information that you're going to need, because we are actually offering 5 licenses free of charge.
Of AssetLink?
Yes.
With the purchase of a new camera?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So you know, you invest in an IXX, you yep. can apply to set up an AssetLink account, because ultimately this is a long-term proposition. You know, we're not trying to just flog software.
Mm.
You know, we are trying to provide a full solution to a customer. So that is the hardware and the software. As far as the training goes, you know, we have a company called ITC, which is Infrared Training Center. You know, we can provide a huge, diverse range of training.
Mm-hmm.
That's the training that I've undertaken. But ultimately, we also have a lot of free resources on that website as well. So for customers who are just trying to enhance their knowledge of the subject, there are so many ways to do that now, and really kind of grasp the potential of what thermography can bring.
Yeah.
You know, it goes without saying I'm a big advocate for thermography. You know,
sure.
But I'm an engineer by trade. You know, mm-hmm. I spent 12 years building switchgear. I worked for GEC many years ago. But I've been in technical sales a long time, quarter of a century, in fact. Makes me feel very old. But for me, there aren't many more technologies that have the same level of uses as thermography does.
In terms of diversity?
Massive.
No, certainly in our industry, in test and measurement, none that we come across.
Yeah, yeah.
And which also speaks to sort of the speed of the evolution and the innovation within the field, which this is sort of very much a part of. So just dialing back to AssetLink, if you were to summarize in 3 points,
mm-hmm.
short points,
okay.
the differences between Thermal Studio and the evolution to AssetLink, could you give me 3?
Cloud connectivity, secure cloud connectivity.
Sure.
Is the big one.
Yeah.
The ability to trend, create dashboards. So the efficiency side of how you report the data,
because mm-hmm.
communication is really important. And collaboration as well. They're probably the key points I'll think about on
okay.
the spot.
Good answers.
Well,
yeah,
we'll see.
And again, it's something that, you know, as we start to talk to customers about the IXX range, AssetLink will be part of that conversation.
Yes.
As will Thermal Studio continue to be inevitably.
Yeah.
So, it'll be really interesting to sort of dive deeper into those propositions.
Yeah, I think
it's going to be two different things working for different customers.
It will do, because, I mean, ultimately, if you're providing a thermal service, so if you're a service provider, you're going to benefit from Thermal Studio because you've got more tools to develop your reports.
And, yeah.
Because ultimately, your customer, if you're a third-party provider of a service, your customer's paying for a report. So the way you produce that report and the data in that report becomes very important.
Yeah.
Some users are only interested in seeing reports with problems, the anomalies. Some people want to see everything.
Mm.
So for those who want to see everything, which are some big blue chip customers.
Yeah.
That's a lot of data to process. There's a lot of images. So Thermal Studio has still got that space where it's kind of like Photoshop for thermal imaging. That's my analogy. But FLIR Ignite's been developed on a constant basis. So we will see more and more functionality come into Flare Ignite.
Because
this cloud-based, secure cloud-based service is definitely the direction that we're going in.
Yeah, and whereas you can see Asset Link is almost like it's implied in the name. It is meant to look after people's assets more so internally.
It's an asset management piece of software. And it's the first step, you know, so this is the first iteration, the first phase.
Mm.
There will be other phases introduced over the next 12 months moving forwards where it won't just be thermal data. There'll be data from other devices as well. So that could be data related to load.
Yeah, you know? Vibration.
It could be environmental data if you've got external targets. So the long-term view of Asset Link is it's not just going to be about thermal.
Mm.
It's going to draw other data in as well. So it's going to be even more powerful, more useful to a customer. And again, it's that development where software like Thermal Studio can't be developed as often because it's a fixed platform.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, one license of Thermal Studio Pro, for example, gives you two device activations. But if you had two different laptops using the same licenses, those will never communicate with each other. They are, in essence, separate users.
Yeah.
And if you wanted to share that data, you've then got to do that yourself, attaching it in an email or file sharing. Whereas Ignite and Asset Link, collaboration is a massive part of it. So you could have, you know, your administrator on the account, the manager, if you like, sitting in an office 300 miles away from where the device is being used. The user with the camera, it could be an inexperienced user using IXX, but they're using the routing capability. They've identified a problem that can be automatically or manually uploaded immediately to the cloud. The person who's sitting 300 miles away at a desk can access that image straight away and take action.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of speed, efficiency, being effective in the field, but being effective with the data that you capture.
Yeah.
That's kind of why, you know, we don't want to be in a fight who's got the most pixels, who's got the best sensitivity, you know. Because ultimately, these are things which it's just a tick box exercise.
It becomes about the tech gets in the way of the problem.
It does, yeah.
And I think that's, you know, that's that there's so much focus on very often on the spec, and granted, certain spec is required for certain applications.
Yeah, definitely.
So that's a necessity, but we overcome that is when it starts to get interesting. How do we remove the pain points? How do we work more efficiency? Because that's what everyone's sort of being asked to do.
Well, it's even, you know, we still sell the Flare One.
Yeah.
You know, so we have Flare One Pro, we have Flare One Edge Pro, which is a fantastic product which we introduced. Mm-hmm. There are plenty of applications where that level of technology is fine because we're interested in providing solutions. You know, there could be a plumber watching this and a plumber might fit a new boiler. Well, how do you check that all the radiators aren't blocked or there isn't issues with efficiency of a radiator?
Well, you buy a camera that's anywhere between 300 to 500 pounds.
Exactly.
Ideally, it says FLIR on it, and that will do the job.
But you can also then sell that as a service as well. So not only do you provide a boiler,
but
you can then say to your customer, well, okay, well, I can ensure you get the best efficiency out of this expensive new boiler by doing a survey of your radiators so we check it's 100% effective when the new boiler comes into effect.
Mm.
So therefore, some systems may need to be power flushed. Well, that's another service a plumber can provide.
Yeah, sure.
And they can provide visual evidence because beauty of thermal imaging is you can show a child a thermal image of a hot motor and ask them to point to what's hot.
Yeah.
They'll point to what's hot because we all can recognize those kind of color schemes. So that ability to communicate immediately, give evidence to your customers as well, that can't be argued with. And I think that's it's trying to find those new users as well. IXX is definitely a platform that we see manufacturing facilities, operations who do get third-party providers coming in, the ability to look at the cost of that over a year against investing in the camera, and then also having the ability to then, okay, what else can we check? We can use it to check the building envelope.
Yeah.
Do we have any leaks? Water leaks, one of the biggest uses for thermography globally, tracing water leaks. As water evaporates, it cools. That's the physics. The cameras are always seen as being something to find something that's hot. Well, our cameras can, well, certainly this range can go down to minus 20.
Mm.
degrees Celsius.
And so again, as the ACE platform develops, there's likely to be apps, if there's not already, that's going to be specific to that that application, that workflow.
Yeah, well, if people go online now, Flare have a competition to design an app.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. Yeah,
it's a $5,000 first prize.
Right.
So that's about developing a third-party app that we have to approve, but we see as being a benefit to our ACE platform.
Yeah.
So there's a £5,000 prize out there for $5,000. Can't get the currency wrong, not with the exchange rate. So $5,000 prize for an app, which, you know, we see as being a benefit to the system. And the apps, you know, as much as customers can design their own app or have their own app designed, it still has to be approved by Flare.
Yeah.
Because it still has to be effective on our platform. So you can't just create your own app and load it onto the camera.
Sure.
But you do have that flexibility now, which, as far as we're concerned, the app based nature of this system is where the real strength of it comes in.
Yeah, clearly. So I think we've sort of rounded off all the points that we wanted to discuss here today. I mean, I think we've covered quite a bit of detail about the new products and Asset Link as well. We're really excited about it. We think this is going to be a sort of a huge game changer for a lot of people's thermal imaging programs, especially within the condition monitoring and maintenance teams of manufacturers. If anyone is interested in learning any more about these products, obviously they can get in touch with ourselves, the test meter. Our teams have got kit available. We can go out there and demonstrate to customers on site. We operate our Try Before You Buy program, so people can get their hands on the product no matter where they are in the UK and trial out for themselves for a period of time. Make sure it's the right product for you. We can guide them through that process. We talk to them about software, about potential hire of the units as well. How are you looking to sort of get involved with the products?
Yeah, I think from my side, you know, as I talked about before, my role is to visit end users, support our distributors like Test Meter Group.
Yeah, well, obviously we do that quite a lot.
Yeah, we do. Well, I mean, ultimately it's a collaboration.
That's right.
You know, it's not just about collaborating within users of our equipment. We have a network that we work with closely. Test Meter Group is a company that has the ability to, you know, support technically selling these products within the Flare range. I'm here as a backup as well. So it's a case of this technology is new. Mm. It looks very different. People may scratch their heads and think, not sure about that. But it's been designed ergonomically to be physically different.
Yeah.
And to be a benefit.
People need to sort of have it in their hands and see it and understand the real benefit definitely. Of it. So we'd really like to make that happen. I'm sure it's going to be a real success.
Yeah.
Thank you again for coming today.
No, you're
really appreciate it. And we'll hopefully have you back again soon.
I'm sure you will.
Thanks. Yeah, thanks.